G'day, Joe. How are you going?
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Good, thanks. You've got a special guest in today.
I do. I would like to introduce you and our listeners to Jen Atkins, who is from Righteous Pups as well. Now, Jen has done her master's degree in canine life science, and Jen did some research on canine personality. Now, for some reason, psychologists decide that when we talk about humans, we use the word personality, but when we talk about dogs and other animals, we call it temperament. So temperament and personality are exactly the same thing. And Jen's kindly agreed to come down and just answer a few questions so that we can resolve and bust some myths. So Jen, do dogs have personalities?
Hi, Joe. Hi, Sean. Hi to all our listeners out there. Look, just like you were saying, even in the human psychology world, there's always been a hesitation to put labels on anybody or group them together in such a way that could mean that there's a lack of uniqueness. But the truth is, everyone has their own personality. And if it's all right for our human world, where we're all different and all unique and so forth, it's the same for the animal world. And what was fascinating is just as every person is unique in the presentation of their personality, so is every dog.
Wow.
That makes dog training very hard, because how can you learn to train a dog when they're all different?
Exactly.
Well, Sean, that's a really good question, because I used to be a primary school teacher. And how do I teach 30 kids in my class that are all different? At least with the dogs, I'm only doing one or two at a time.
That's true.
So, Jen, on Sean's question, let's say we were trying to teach a dog not to pull on the lead. What would the different personality styles look like, and how would we interact best with that dog?
Sure. So first of all, it's important to understand what that range of personality types are to interpret how their presenting behaviours actually are exhibited. So you've got your thinkers, you've got your leaders, you've got your party animals, and you've got the... Sean's put his hand up, and you've got your easygoing follow along. So the pulling on the lead, for an easy dog, an easygoing dog, they're not going to want to upset you. They're going to want to please you. So if you reward them when they are right beside your side, they're going to give that to you more often than not. For a thinker dog, they're the ones that don't want to walk. They're the ones that are behind you. So the tension on the lead goes in the opposite direction, because they haven't got enough information yet to make up their mind as to whether they want to venture out to there. So it's a whole different conversation with them, giving them time to absorb the environment and then decide they want to engage with it. For a leading dog, that's exactly what a leading dog does. They'll be out on that end of that lead. They'll be pulling you along in their desire to engage with that world in a confident manner. So for them, it's all about how you set up the pattern of relationship on the lead, letting them work out the pattern. For the fourth personality, the party animal, they are just excited by the joy of life. They'll be on the end of that lead because they have bounced there in utter joy and can't believe you're not there with them. So with them, you've got to put a bit more energy into it, make it fun, use your voice, be part of the journey with them, and they will happily bound beside you.
So would you say, Jen, there's three party animals in here right now?
I think so, Sean.
Fantastic. Now, Jen, would you come back next week and talk to us a bit more about personalities?
Oh, I'd love to.
Fantastic.
If you've got a problem with your dog, you can drop Joe a line. Just go to goldcenturyvictoria.com.au and click on the Dogspot page. Thanks to Joe and Jen from Righteous Pups for both coming in today. And we'll
Thank
do
you,
it all
Sean.
Again next week.
Thanks, Sean.